Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the fife. Oh, beat the drum. See over there. Oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed. Your story parade.
Boys and girls, this is your story parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you your story parade lady.
Well, hello, John, and a happy hello to everyone listening.
Story parade lady, hello to you from all your friends.
Oh, yes, and what fun I'm going to bring them.
Fun and stories, boys and girls. And today, right now, story parade lady, what's our story for today?
Oh, today we have the story of the valiant little tailor. Now for the story really to happen. So listen, everyone. Listen to the story of the valiant little tailor. Long ago and far away in the strange and mysterious land of giants and unicorns and kings and queens, one summer morning a little tailor was sitting by his window, sewing away with all his might. He was sewing some buttons on a coat. And he sang to himself while he worked. Well, presently, up the street came a peasant woman selling jelly. The valiant tailor left his sewing and went down into the street and bought some. And then he went back upstairs with his jelly. He spread it on some bread, all ready to eat when he'd finished the sewing the buttons on. Oh, but he'd forgotten all about the flies that came in the window sometimes with wings that buzzed and buzzed like this.
Shoo, shoo, scat. Christ, leave my jelly alone. You leave it alone, I say. Stop now. Leave it alone. So you won't leave it alone. You sit right down in the middle of it. Well, I'll show you. I'll hit you a blow with my coat, like this. My, oh, my, oh, my. Hey, look what I did. Seven flies at one blow. Seven at one blow. What a brave little fellow I am. The whole world shall hear this. Seven at one blow.
And so the valiant little tailor was quick to make a wide belt. He wrote the words on it in large letters. Seven at one blow. He wanted everyone, when they saw him, to know of the mighty thing he had done. Now he fastened the belt around his body and went out into the world.
Seven at one blow.
On and away the brave little tailor had gone, down the road and up a hill. He was really a kindly fellow as well as brave, so he stopped a moment on the hillside. Yes, he stopped to help a bird that was caught in some bushes, and he put the little bird in his pocket, the other pocket from the one where he had a little piece of cheese. And then on he walked to the top of the mountain. And then...
Uh-oh, what is this I see fast asleep beneath a tree? A giant, huh? Hey, wake up! Wake up, giant!
Wake up, I say. Who is it who dares to waken the giant?
It is I, the brave little tailor.
You a brave little tailor?
Yes, I am a brave little tailor, and strong, too. Look!
Seven at one blow.
Because the giant now had read the words on the belt the tailor had around him. Seven at one blow. But to test the tailor's strength, the giant picked up a stone. Squeezed it until a few drops of water ran out, like this. Oh, but the tailor reached in his pocket and pulled out the piece of cheese as though it were a rock. He squeezed the cheese until some milk ran out of it, like this.
Oh, you are a powerful fellow.
Sure, seven in one blow, too. That's what it says on my belt.
But the giant had still another test. He picked up a rock and threw it high in the air like this. There it comes down.
Let me see you throw one that high.
Oh, that was pretty good, Mr. Giant. But the rock I throw will go so high that it won't come down at all.
And so the brave little tailor reached in his pocket for the bird to pretend that it was a rock. He he threw it in the air.
You watch me do it.
Your rock. Your rock didn't come down at all.
Oh, because the rock was really the bird that flew away.
Oh, you are a mighty pillow.
Seven in one row, too.
But the giant had still one more test to see how strong the little tailor really was. He said for the tailor to help him carry a tree away. And the tailor said he would.
I'll take the branches because they're the heaviest.
As you say, oh brave little tailor.
But the tailor knew that the giant couldn't turn around when he was carrying the trunk of the tree. And so the tailor hopped up in the branches to ride.
This tree is heavy.
Oh, it isn't so heavy.
I've had enough. Let's put it down.
And so the tailor jumped down so that the giant wouldn't see that he'd been riding.
You're too mighty for me. Here's where I say goodbye.
And away the giant ran with giant steps. Oh, my. That brave little tailor was awfully proud of himself.
Yes, and pretty soon the king heard about me and how I killed seven with one blow.
Yes, but he didn't know that it was only flies that you'd killed. He thought you were a mighty warrior, and he gave you the job of doing his fighting for him. Except that there wasn't any fighting to do. Everyone was afraid to fight with you because you had killed seven at one blow.
Really, seven flies, of course, but people didn't know it. And some of the people were jealous of me because I was such a mighty fellow.
And so they talked with the king about you and asked him, please, please, to get rid of you. Well, the king thought about it for a long time. He didn't want to hurt your feelings, of course, because you were a mighty fellow. But at last he thought of a safe way to make an end of you. He called you to him and said,
away in one of my forests there live two evil giants who have caused great damage. If you will overcome both giants, I will give you my only daughter in marriage and half of my kingdom as well. That's what I'll do. If the giants don't make an end of you.
Never you fear. I killed seven at one blow.
And away went the little tailor off to the woods where the giants lived. Again and again he said to himself,
seven at one blow, seven at one blow, seven... Why do I fear of only two giants?
After a while, the brave little tailor came upon the two giants who were lying asleep under a tree. They were snoring so loudly that the branches trembled. Listen to them. The brave little tailor filled both his pockets with stones. Then he climbed up in a tree. He dropped a stone down on the head of a giant like this.
Oh, hey, you other giant, what did you hit me for?
And the other giant yawned and answered,
oh, go to sleep, I didn't hit you.
Well, the giants went back to sleep, all right. But presently, from up in the tree above them, the brave little tailor dropped down another stone to the head of a giant. Just listen.
Down he goes.
Oh, other giant, you hit me again.
And then another stone on the head of the other giant.
Here he goes.
Oh.
Now, each of the giants was thinking that the other had hit him, and so they began to fight. Why, they fought each other all over the ground, here, there, and everywhere, until they were both on the ground with great big bumps on their heads. And down the valiant little tailor climbed from his tree, and away he hurried to tell the king that the giants would never cause trouble again. Yes, and he also said that he was ready to marry the king's daughter, and ready for half of the kingdom, too, just as the king had promised him. But the king now regretted his promise. He thought of a new way to get rid of the brave little tailor. He called the tailor and said,
before you receive half my kingdom and my daughter in marriage, you must perform one other deed. Out in the deepest woods there runs a unicorn. He's a dangerous fellow, but you must catch him.
I am not afraid of a unicorn. I have caught two giants. I have killed seven at one blow.
And so out he went in the forest with a rope and an axe. Presently, he saw the unicorn, which was really a great big horse, except that he was dangerous because of the great long horn that grew out of his forehead like a spear. Why? Look out, little tailor. There he comes.
I'm ready. Let him come.
Oh, boys and girls, you should have seen it happen. But when the unicorn ran at the tailor, the brave little man stepped quickly behind a tree. And there the unicorn's horn had stuck in the tree to catch him fast, so he couldn't get away. The brave little tailor then tied a rope around his neck quickly, chopped off the dangerous horn, and led him away to the king.
I am ready for half the kingdom and the princess's hand in marriage.
And the brave little tailor was given all of the things that he wished, even though first he had to do all the things that I told you about. All those things as well as catching a dangerous pig that was known by the name of a wild boar. But now to come to the end of the story, the part that was very near our little tailor's undoing. The trouble began when he talked in his sleep one night.
Shivered in one blow. Only flies. But I am a brave little tailor.
And so the very next morning, the princess went to her father, the king, and told him that the brave little tailor was only a tailor after all. The king answered,
"Only a tailor, huh?" Well, this very night when he's asleep, my servants shall enter the room and tie him up and carry him away.
Oh, but a friend of the little tailor's overheard the plan. He warned him of what was about to happen. And so that night when everyone thought he was sound asleep, when the men were gathered outside his door to grab him, the little tailor was only pretending to be asleep. And he was wondering maybe what was best for him to do. Oh, he had killed 7 at one blow, all right, but...
Here's our brave little tailor now. Fast asleep. Are you ready, men, to seize him? Wait. He starts to say something in his sleep. Let's listen to what he says.
The brave little tailor was only pretending to be asleep, remember. Now listen.
7 have I killed with one blow. 2 giants have I overcome. A unicorn and a wild boar have I caught, and shall I be afraid of those who are standing now outside my bedroom door?
Help! Help! He's awake! Help! 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 Help!
And so the king and his men were frightened away, and never again did they try to oppose the brave little tailor. At last, he became a king himself. And he wore a golden crown. It was studded with diamonds, which spelled the word 7 at one blow. And that's the end of the story of the valiant little tailor, who was very, very brave.
What a happy story it was. And Story Parade Lady, what's our story for next week?
Oh, John, next week it's the story of a king with a golden touch. Yes, a king whose name was Midas. A king whose very own little daughter was turned to gold with a golden touch.
Oh, be sure to listen, boys and girls, next week at the same time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of the Golden Touch. Your Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade Lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the script. This is John Allen saying goodbye now. Until next week.